Happy New Year, everyone. I hope everyone is having a great new year. I hope that things are really starting to roll out for you in a good way and you're making much progress in your goals and aspirations. So, someone had asked me, a couple people have been asking me about manifestation, okay? I did a podcast long ago about it, but it's really taking off now, like a lot of trends do and fads, and there's a lot of misconceptions behind manifestation, and there's a lot of illusion going on with manifestation, okay, especially on these social media apps. And I really want you to be aware of a lot of the things that you see are illusions, okay? A lot of things people are making it, they're faking it before they're making it, okay? And then this gets a lot of people into a tether that gets themselves all worked up because they feel like they're not doing good as such and such, or how come this didn't work for me, and how come and how come. So let's break this whole manifestation down bit by bit. Number one, everyone on this planet has a different spiritual journey they are on, a different life path, different lessons that they have to learn. And I asked my godfather some things before I did this podcast. So honor and respect to Papa Hector. And the reason why some people are able to manifest easier than others is, here's one of the reasons. One of the reasons is some people are really truly people, meaning that they know exactly what to say. They're very good at manipulating people. They're good at, there's books on this, okay? There are books on how to manipulate people and all kind of things like that. So that's one of the reasons. Some people are very observant. Some people just know how to tell people what they want to hear. And that's a gift or an ability that they have, and they've perfected it over time. It could be with family. It could be, there's so much that goes on behind that and dealing with people. Now, the second thing that goes on with manifestation, and nobody wants to admit this, but it is a fact. It is a spiritual fact. Many people have blockages, spiritual blockages, and nobody wants to talk about that. Many people have trauma and all other kind of issues that could be holding them back from what it is that they want to manifest. And it could be a blockage in the area that you don't even think you may have a blockage in. You may be trying to get a man and trying to manifest this wonderful romantic man with, you know, and it could be you have some issue going on with self-worth. It could be your mom did something to you as when you were growing up and made you have low self-esteem or other issues that may not even really you pay attention to, or the way you conduct yourself. Okay. There is a lot that could be happening that you don't see, that hasn't been brought up, or it starts to surface when you try to make manifestation happen for you. Okay. Also, you have people out here. Let me tell y'all something. Okay. You have people out here that will pay money to make a big production,
to make it look like they're manifesting their dreams and goals. Honey, people can rent cars. People can do all kinds of stuff. People can rent Airbnbs, houses. Honey, there are things called content houses. There are people who are content creators who will go and stay in the house for a week or 2 weeks and go back, whatever it is they need to do to keep going with the show. And there you are sitting in your room or wherever, how come this isn't happening for me? And how come this and how come that? Baby, you don't know what's going on behind the scenes. All right. The next thing with manifestation, who are you around? What energy drainers are around you? Who is truly in your corner and who is not in your corner? Who is there for you, really there for you, versus who is not there for you, but smiling in your face and pretending that they're there for you, but they're not, and they're hoping to see you fail. Okay? Now, if you do have a lot of friends and family and things like that, you maybe need to take stock in these people, and it doesn't matter if they're blood or not. I know mothers that are jealous of daughters. Okay? And that's a deep. That's the woman that you came out of. So what you think other people are capable of, okay? So if what spiritual goodness you have going on for yourself, what spiritual guides or spirits or Loai or whatever it is that you may believe in, if that source is too busy protecting you, and I learned this from Papa Hector as well too, if that energy is so busy protecting you from the BS and the nonsense, honey, that's blocking up your road for your good manifestations to happen for you. Because now the focus is keeping you protected, keeping people from throwing negative energy at you. And that's another thing. I see everybody out here nowadays. I remember before people was wearing the evil eye bracelets and people, oh, that's evil. That's this, that's that. Now I cannot go anywhere on social media without someone wearing one of these evil eye bracelets. Well, baby, let me tell you something. It is but so much that can do for you. There is so much that a regular bracelet that has not been mounted spiritually, and for those people that may not understand what I'm saying, prepared ritually by someone that knows what they're doing, you just bought a piece of plastic. That's what you bought. You bought some costume jewelry. And in 2022, I will not any longer be walking on eggshells saying what I'm going to say. And no, because I'm going to tell you, it doesn't matter. Because people are going to have something to say anyway. People got mouths just like they got buttholes. Okay? So these things are not going to protect you but so much. So if your guardian angel and other things are trying to protect you and keep you out of harm's way, that energy could be used in helping you to manifest what it is you want to manifest. Okay? And that goes into my next part of this. Is what you are trying to manifest really for you? Also, is it what you really want? Or is it what people have told you you should have by a certain age, by a certain point in your life? Has society crept in and told you that this is what you want? And I say this because I am seeing so many people who have went to school, have done careers, and they have, because of, I think it really has to do a lot with people when this whole coronavirus thing happened. People had time to sit in their houses, finally, and enjoy a house or an apartment that they're paying a grip for, and enjoy their apartment and houses, and also have the time to sit and think and really be with their thoughts and really be with themselves to be like, you know what? This isn't what I really want. This is not making me happy. And I know people who have turned around and decided, I'm not going back to this job. And they didn't care how much money the job was paying. Some people sold businesses that they didn't want to deal with anymore because it wasn't really their vision. Keep that word in mind now. It wasn't really their vision in the first place. It was the vision of their family. Okay? We have a bad, we as a society have a bad attachment to material things, to things, okay? And sometimes we try to put what we want or what we had on our children or friends and family and things like that. I'm going to give you a good example of this. Growing up, there was this wonderful hoagie shop or sub shop, whatever you want to call it. And this particular hoagie shop had been in business I'm going to say it had been there since like the 30s. Okay. And it was ran by a family. And it had been there up until, I'm going to say they went out of business around 96. Okay. And everybody in the town, people were up in the uproar. Like, how could this happen? Oh my God. Because the great grandson was like, I don't want this. And you could tell in the service, in the food, things were changing, honey. All right. People were coming in there and sometimes they'd be like, oh yeah, these sandwiches are not like such and such when he used to make it. Because you know why? It was not the passion of the son, the great grandson. It was not his passion. He did not want to have anything to do with it. And guess what? Other people in the family, they didn't want it either. It was a time when everybody was really focused on going to college and things like that. And I think even the store owner, if I remember correctly, he wanted better for his son, you know, because running a restaurant takes a lot. It takes a lot. It's not as lucrative as people might think. So you really have to have a passion. And that's my point. He went and did what he wanted to do. Yes, it was a generational thing. And yes, it was the vision of his grandparents and parents and so forth. But it was time. It was time to move on. And a lot of times we try to push what we want on other people. Society as a whole has always tried to tell people who they should be with, what they should have, and all of these things like that. And the only people that suffer, well, the people that suffer are the people that try, as my grandmother used to say, to keep up with the Joneses. But people are waking up. People are seeing that the Joneses, honey, they having a hard time too. They always were having a hard time. It's just they knew how to put up a good an illusion. Okay? You don't know what someone is sacrificing to have what they have. You don't know
what people are doing to manifest the things that they have. Okay? So when it comes to this manifestation, you really have, it's something that we teach. Papa Hector and I teach how to get to the root of the issues that could be causing you problems as to why you're not manifesting what is for you, your true vision, your dreams, what it is you really want. And I mean, we go deep because, like I said, we have been programmed to say, well, that's what I want to manifest. Maybe you really don't want a Benz. Maybe you want another type of car. Maybe you don't want a car at all. Maybe you don't want the responsibility of a car. But people have put in your mind from TV to social media that you should have these things. And Papa Hector has always said via the spirits, okay, what you own owns you. These are the words of the spirits, and these are the words of Papa Hector. And when I tell you it is a fact, it is a fact. You see, many people who have manifested these big homes who are now selling them. You have people who have manifested a lot of things, and a lot of people realize that life is not about things. If anything, people now are manifest, they want to manifest travel and experiences, things that really they want, that is about them. But sadly, on the other hand, a lot of people are manifesting things that society has told them that they should have. So this is another reason why some of the things that you were trying to manifest are not happening, because they're not for you. You haven't dug deep enough in yourself to manifest what's truly for you. And I'm going to tell you something. You can sit here and you can go to all of these different, I call them scratch the surface type of classes and events. And all it's going to do is hype you up to drop you back down. And you might manifest one thing and then lose it. And you wasted energy, time, and money. Okay? The next thing with this manifestation thing is, what are you doing? Two, what actions are you taking? And a lot of people, they want to write in journals. They want to do all these things, but they're not doing anything to manifest, to try to get the ball rolling. You can't say you want a new boyfriend or you're looking to meet someone and you only have a couple of options open. In this day and time, you have to have more than one thing going on. It's not like back in the day, you could just focus on one thing and it happened for you and it worked. Nope, because people are fickle. Mm-hmm. And if your manifestation depends on other people, that's a whole nother conversation. Okay? Also, the next thing is, sometimes you need to keep things to yourself and not tell people about what you're trying to do. Because I said to you earlier, Some people do not want to see you do better than them. Okay? And these are all things that will block you from manifesting what is truly for you. Okay? What is truly for you? And are you willing to sacrifice? Now, that's the other part. The other part is people don't want to sacrifice. People don't want to put in the time. And they don't want to sacrifice to get the things that they want. They make up all kinds of excuses. Oh, I don't have the money. I don't have the money. You will find the money for Christmas gifts. You'll find the money to get your to get all of the kind of stuff except for things that can really help you. And I said what I said. Okay. There are many people who have ate peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, tuna sandwiches. Honey, some people have cut off their cable. They've done a lot to sacrifice to get what it is they wanted. Okay, so I'm going to end this with this. If you are really ready to manifest and you are really, truly ready to dig deep and put in the work to change yourself around, contact us. You can reach me on Instagram. You know how to find me, Mambo Sandy. You can find me on Facebook. You can also find me help@spiritualblueprint.co. That's C-O, not com, dot co. help@spiritualblueprint.co. Okay. You can find me there. You also can find me on Instagram. You can also find me via Facebook, TikTok, and Twitter, or you can shoot me a message here. I know there's a way to do it. But if you're ready to really manifest and really get to the root of the blockages that are keeping you from manifesting, and you're ready to do the work, we're here to help you in that direction. So you have a good day. If you like this podcast, please share it. Please subscribe. I will be doing a lot of my talks via podcast because I want people to listen. That's what's important. People listening, not people looking all over the place and wondering what shade of lipstick I got on and all this other stuff. Okay, no. I want you to hear what I'm saying. Because that's what matters. That's what's going to help you in the long run. So this is my podcast on manifestation. And I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope you take something away from it. So remember, everything is not what you always think it is, even though you see it with your own two eyes. Okay? Don't beat yourself up. There's a lot going on out here. Some things can be seen with the naked eye, and some things is going on in the spiritual universe. Okay? So take your time, relax, give yourself some self-care, and have a good day. Bye-bye.